From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter arrived in Turkey on Friday, where he plans to urge Ankara to respect Iraqi sovereignty. This as Washington is increasingly worried about tensions surrounding the campaign to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists. Turkey wants to have a larger role, but the Iraqi government is opposed to Turkish involvement, and the U.S. fears tensions between the two countries could lead to an end of an agreement that's keeping rival militias out of Mosul. European Union heads of state continue their summit Friday in Brussels, where EU's response to Russia's bombing campaign in Syria is high on the agenda. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Despite the temporary ceasefire in the skies above Aleppo, there's little sign of a lasting end to the bombing campaign unleashed by Syrian government and Russian forces. Europe and the United States accused Moscow of killing and injuring thousands of civilians, actions that France says amount to war crimes. Arriving in Brussels for her first European Council summit Thursday, British Prime Minister Theresa May called for European unity.
We must continue to work together, and it's vital that we work together to continue to put pressure on Russia to stop its appalling atrocities, its sickening atrocities in Syria.
Europe had debated easing the sanctions applied to Russia over its forceful takeover of Crimea and eastern Ukraine. That's now seen as highly unlikely. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A powerful 6.6 magnitude earthquake has hit western Japan, causing power outages to tens of thousands of homes. There are no immediate reports of serious damage, and meteorologists say there is no danger of a tsunami. This is VOA. Authorities in Ethiopia have arrested at least 1,600 people under a state of emergency declared October 8th. The Ethiopian government's response to protests that have spread over the past year was to implement a six-month state of emergency restricting expression, speech, and movement. Security forces are permitted to detain and search subjects and their homes without a court order. Human Rights Watch says the state of emergency may be formalizing a government practice that began when protests erupted a year ago. People are prohibited from accessing certain media, and authorities have the power to block any means of communication, which could pose a threat for the peace and security of the country. South Africa will withdraw from the International Criminal Court. Michael Masuta is Justice Minister.
In order to ensure South Africa's continued ability to conduct active diplomatic relations, a bill proposing the repeal of the implementation of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court Act 2002 will soon be tabled in Parliament.
It's that Rome statute that legally obligates its signatories to arrest anyone sought by the ICC, which was established to bring justice to the perpetrators of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. African countries, however, say the court has solely focused on leaders on their continent. South Africa's decision to leave the ICC comes just days after Burundi made a similar announcement. The United Nations was forced to postpone planned medical evacuations in East Aleppo on Friday because security assurances were not given by groups fighting in the city. Though the UN officials did not identify which forces. Syrian and Russian warplanes had been bombarding the area in an attempt to reclaim Aleppo from rebels. On Thursday, Russia ordered that a humanitarian pause in Aleppo be extended for another 24 hours. UN and Red Cross trucks packed with supplies have been sitting near the Turkish border for weeks, awaiting guarantees they can safely deliver relief supplies. Following the American criticism of extrajudicial killings in the Philippines, polls and interviews show that normal Filipinos, the population, largely continues to support U.S. military aid, despite a string of anti-American comments from their president, Rodrigo Duterte. Some worry about his proposal for an alliance with China in light of a territorial dispute. Duterte said Thursday that he would separate from the United States both militarily and economically, but a new survey this week shows some of the highest trust ever for the United States. People say they still want the U.S. help. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.